Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, everybody. Welcome to episode number 73 of the No Bad Days podcast. We're back. Johnny is really happy to do this again.
I'm in a good mood today.
He's in a good mood. You can tell by the Chipperdale-ness in his voice he is ready to go.
Yeah. I guess people noticed in the comments too.
Yeah.
On our, Johnny, on I don't our know Insta if you... post.
I don't know if you looked at the poll, but it was an overwhelming win for the Johnny Grumpy side.
I think it was, what's it called when there's a vote? Oh, unanimous. Yeah.
Yeah, it was
unanimous that I was a grump on the last pod. So my apologies for not bringing the energy. Sorry, boys. Sorry.
No, it's okay.
To our listeners.
We were all over the place. We were all over the place last pod.
Oh, that was a mumble jumble, man.
There was
confusion to the max.
Yeah, there wasn't much going on, but it's good to see you in a good mood again, Johnny. Jordan?
How are you? I'm always in a good mood, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Never bad days.
Yeah, no bad days.
Yeah, we don't have bad days around here.
We got full bellies right now. We're ready to go.
Yeah, I was going to say, we had a good day today. We went to Costco, restocked up on our groceries.
Got a smoothie.
You guys got a smoothie.
We did some spa shopping.
Yeah, we did. We got, what did we get, Jordan? We saw it at the same time.
We got acai bowls.
Is that how you guys say that, or is it acai?
I say acai. I think it's pronounced acai.
Yeah. And then we got carrot cake muffins that are massive.
We just
couldn't pass up.
Yeah, we walked by them once. We thought about getting them, and then we did the responsible thing and said, okay, we'll leave them here. And if we walk by them again and still want them, we'll get them. And then, of course, we couldn't wait to walk by them again. So we grabbed them.
And we had to walk by them again to go get the meat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it was classic.
It was near a wall.
They were there. We had to. So anyways.
they were near a wall. So we went towards the wall and then came back.
Yeah, no, we literally had no choice. So
it was like a dead end.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, it happens. But good grocery haul. And we picked up some burgers. We were able to barbecue them. I know a lot of Americans say grill, but I say barbecue.
True.
And I've gotten the habit of saying grill, and I don't like it. So I'm going to go back to saying barbecue.
Me too.
You know what's an American thing too with hockey is saying ice cut rather than saying a flood.
Oh, I know.
Have you guys started saying that quite a bit after being in the States for a few years now?
Yeah, I think there's like a bunch of stuff that I've been picking up on. Grilling is one. Ice cut's one. I used to call clear tape socko because the sock tape. I just call it clear tape.
I always called it
but
clear.
I used to go, anyone got the socko?
That's like... That's like the Pee Wee Gong Show slang.
Yeah, Sockle for the boys. Hey, I used to wear Gong Show all the time.
Oh, yeah. Gong Show was the sickest gear back in the day. That was like a hockey player's Ed Hardy.
Yeah. It was like you go to Hockey Life and you just pick up like 5 new tees and you wear them all week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then they made jeans that were called hockey guy jeans because they had bigger thighs and bigger butt. And I used to buy them even though I have neither of those. So it's like I used to just swim in them.
Yeah. But I had a pair of the hockey ass jeans too. And the loops were laces. And
I was just going to ask if you ever put laces in your jeans.
No, not as a belt, but these ones came like the loops were laces.
Oh, I used to put hockey laces in my jeans.
I never did that, but I had the hockey lace belt where it was an actual belt, but it was made of hockey laces, and I just would rock it all day.
I'm pretty sure pink laces that I put as like a belt. So that was nails.
Yeah, you're just like, yeah, I'm a fucking hockey player.
Yeah. I used to, actually one summer, Reebok, remember the Zig shoes that had like the zigzags up the sole of them?
Yeah, I remember those.
So when Reebok was sponsoring the NHL, they had running shoes that came out for like each NHL team, and I really wanted the Ottawa Senators ones because every summer I would try and make the Ottawa Sens AAA team, and then I would get cut every year until I was like 17. So I buy them in the summer, and I really want to make the team so I could have my matching shoes with my gear, and then I'd get cut, and then I would have to tape over the Sens logo.
You know what's funny, Tav, is I used to do the same thing, but with Montreal Canadian colors, because we had the same colors for our minor hockey team. And I would go on Reebok's website and like design them and like switch up the red, white, and blue on different variations of it. And just never buy them. I would just like look at them and be like, those are fucking sick. And then just log out.
Yeah. I used to do that with Warrior gloves. When you could design Warrior gloves online, I used to design them with sick colors.
I remember doing that.
And then my parents would say if I made the team, they would always buy me some. And then I just never made the team. So I never held up my end of the bargain.
That's so funny about
custom hockey sticks, the Bowers. When they
used to,
I used to just love customizing hockey sticks. But
you can still do that. But the ones I remember the most were the Bower 30s, like with the three X's on the bottom.
Yeah.
You could do the different colors.
Yeah. Those are the ones that I remember. Yeah.
Remember they used to come up with the country ones? Like each Bower stick would have a different country on it at Hockey Life. And
you always go the Canada one.
You go and flex it out. You're like, oh yeah, this bad boy's ready to go.
I used to use like pro stock sticks when I was like 11 years old. Like my dad knew the equipment manager for the Sens, and he would get me sticks from like their locker room. And so, like when I was 11, I was using like Mike Fisher's Vapor 30 with like
100 flex,
and then I'd have to cut it halfway down, so it would be like a 400 flex.
That was like same with me when after my brother's first year in the dub, I used his sticks. So I was like, oh yeah, like dub sticks, I'm using these.
Yeah.
Like 100 flex with a heel curve. And I was just like, oh my God.
When he was first in the dub, Marty, were they still using the CCMU Plus?
The AI9s.
AI9s with
those were sick.
Fishnet grip.
Yeah.
AI9s were nasty.
I still got a bunch of them in our garage, honestly.
Oh, get me some.
Yeah.
Those are sick.
Disgusting heel curve. I don't know how he did it.
Yeah, sticks used to be like way cooler, I feel like, design wise.
Yeah. Remember the like Warrior always had crazy designs on their sticks.
Yeah, like they used to be like the chocolate yellow one. Like them, or yeah, that one, I forget what one was called, the Mac Daddy, and I always wanted it because
the blue and orange.
Yeah, and my nickname was Big Mac back then, so I was like, because I was big, and my last name was Mac Tavish, so they call me Big Mac, and I was like, I need to get this stick, Dad, because it's Mac Daddy. It basically says my name on it.
I'm Mac Daddy.
And then I just never got it. I was always a Bower guy. Always had Bower stuff.
Yeah, Bower. I was obsessed with the 195. That was my stick. And then when the Total One came out, I was like, I need this.
Yeah.
Like immediately, like right now. I need this stick.
Like Dad, it just came out yesterday. We're already a day late. I need to go there now and buy it.
Yeah. And then you go to the next tournament and all like the sick players like had them. So you're like, okay, if I don't get this stick, like I'm going to get made fun of on the ice.
Yeah. I need this now. I need this for my birthday or else I'm not playing hockey anymore.
That was the funny thing. Like just thinking back about minor hockey is like everyone was just obsessed with like the equipment they had and like looking cool. Like I remember for a while it was a chrome cage with white loops.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever go through that?
I rocked that in high school.
Oh yeah. And like you had to have a certain amount of hang on your cage.
Oh yeah.
I was never allowed to have a chrome cage. I was always had to have black or gray. And then I would always, I forget how I would get white loops. I would steal them off like other white helmets and just put them on my black helmet.
Yeah, we used to go to the pro shop at the rink, and when they would have like older helmets, like just in the back, we would like look at them, and they had to be, I think they had to be the CCM ones. And I remember this one time we were at some hockey tournament, and a kid on my team, he was just obsessed with style, and the guy only had Easton ones, and he's like, "No, I can't fucking wear those. Like, no."
Sorry, bud. I can't.
Yeah, he's those, like, no, that's not happening.
Those Easton helmets, when they first came out, were like the worst thing you could ever wear.
What about the M11?
Okay, that's, oh, yeah, no. Easton, yeah, was second worst. Never mind. M11s were top.
If you had the M11, you were getting ready for launch in that thing.
Did you guys have the Reebok helmet and put electric tape in it of your team color?
Yep.
Yep. Hundos.
I had the 11K.
Yeah, that's
like
what
not
it is.
not even the cool, like I think the 8K was the cool one.
And yeah,
then I had the 11K though with the white loops and like in a chrome cage.
The more oval one, right?
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
The 8K was like the rounder, yeah.
Yeah, the 8K was the one that like Crosby would wear, and the 11K was like what? He played for the Habs and he played for Winnipeg. What's his name? He's a Euro.
Thomas Plekanec?
No.
Played for the Jets?
Played for Montreal and then played for the Jets. He's a forward.
No idea.
Lars Eller. I think it was Lars Eller.
Oh, yeah. He still plays in the league.
Yeah.
I don't think he... Did he ever play for Winnipeg?
No, he didn't.
Oh, he didn't? Oh.
No. Yeah, he plays for Washington.
But yeah, he
can still see it. You can still see it nowadays on Instagram and stuff like that. All the younger accounts that like do the social media stuff about style, it's like that's what they look for.
Yeah, exactly. And then once you make junior and then college and pro, it's whatever you get, that's what you're wearing and using. And then
And I remember my first year junior. Sorry, go ahead.
What?
I was just going
to
say,
we used to have the three, we had the 3-point visors, the big ones. They used to wear them in the OHL and the dub and whatever.
Yeah.
And like, as soon as you got to the age where you could put a visor on, that's what everyone wanted to wear because that's what the CHL guys wore. And if you look back on it, they're so ugly.
Oh, dude, hated those. I wore those once when I was in Kingston. At camp there, that like that's what the OHL was still using, and
yeah,
that the like I don't have a big head, I have a little bit of a peanut head, and they gave me at first they gave me the wrong size helmet, they gave me a large helmet with this visor on, and I'm not kidding, this visor came down like below my bottom lip, and I look like the biggest fucking loser. I'm like, I don't want to be that guy, but like I gotta go to the equipment room and say to this guy like, hey, I need a new helmet. I can't go out there and wear this.
Close to what you look like with your white helmet on here.
Mm-hmm. No, that one's up here.
Pushed all the way to your nose.
That one's up here. I didn't even notice that until you guys pointed it out. But I would always get hit in the nose.
Yeah. Yeah, we were making fun of you on the ice during a game.
Is that when you guys first noticed it? Because I didn't touch my visor all year.
Yeah, we that's the first time up. I noticed it. Yeah. And then we were chirping you.
Like if I would get hit in a corner, like it would just come down and hit the bottom of my nose, and it goes like that.
Yeah. You want to hear the biggest loser move that I ever had to do, Johnny? Speaking of those visors,
of course.
You're gonna think I'm a big loser after this, but it's not my fault, and you'll understand why in a second. So you said you went to Kingston's camp in the OHL. I went to St. John's Sea Dogs camp.
Yeah.
When I was 17. Yeah, turning 17.
Yeah.
And so that was right after midget. I was still wearing a cage the whole time, and then the next year I was planning on going back and playing midget again, so I would have had to wear a cage. And I got invited to this camp, and I was like, oh my God, this is sick. I was so pumped to go to this camp because like they were flying me out for the 48 hours or whatever. And I was only staying for 48 hours. Mm-hmm. And so I go, and like all these like top end guys are there. I'm like, fucking rights. This is sick. I get my equipment. And my mom texted me and said, you need to put a cage on for this camp. I'm not letting you wear a visor.
Oh my God.
So I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. And my dad was there and he's like, hey, what your mom says is true. You need to do it. And it, like, my dad didn't, I could tell my dad didn't really care that much, but he was like, yeah, you need to do it because I'll get in trouble too if you don't. So I got there, my helmet was already had the visor on it, obviously. And I was like, I had to go to the equipment manager and tell him that I needed to put a cage on. And he looked at me like I was the biggest loser. And then so after I got it put on, I was like, hey, please don't tell anyone that this is why I'm putting it on. I'll just pretend like I have a jaw injury or something. So whenever guys would ask me why I'm wearing a cage, I would just be like, yeah, my jaw is super messed up. I needed to have it on for this camp.
You're like, yeah, I got in a fight the year before and it's still bugging me.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you didn't fix it all summer? No, it's still bugging me.
And you're like, by the way, you mind putting like just like a slight bit of hang on that and white loops? That's cool.
Yeah.
If it's not too much trouble, right, sir.
Yeah, no, I remember being the biggest idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's, and then, it was a tough one.
So embarrassed.
Yeah.
I was the only guy in the whole camp with the cage on.
Yeah.
Actually, it was me and one other guy, and the other guy had two black eyes. And I was like, oh.
Yeah. That was
yeah.
That was the other thing too. When I went to Kingston before that, I was still playing junior B. So this is after my 16-year-old year, and I played a preseason game before I went to camp in August there, and I got into a fight. So I had a black eye going into camp, and I felt like that was a little bit of a target because the coach said to me when I got there, he's like, oh yeah, like at least someone here looks like a hockey player and all that. I'm like, oh, listen, buddy, like I don't think I'm going, like this is terrifying. Like all these guys are just massive, and I'm like, holy shit. And then I got,
yeah, so intimidating.
Yeah, I was very, very intimidated by some of the guys there. Because like you're so young, right? And some of these guys had NHL contracts or were being looked at. Like Sam Bennett was there, Lawson Crouse was there, and guys like that. I'm just like, holy shit, this is nuts.
Yeah, I know. It's always a tough.
Yeah. Mom, I said the bag without wheels.
Mom, I gotta get my skate sharpened after.
Yeah, so that was a tough point in my career. I went back. I left after 2 days, and never looked back.
Yeah,
got the T-shirt though, so that's cool.
Yeah, I got a sweater and some Getch.
When I first signed in Nipawa, I think I've told you this story maybe before, Tab. When I first signed, I like printed my name because I didn't have a signature yet. Like I didn't know how to like write in cursive really. I have a signature. So he called me and he's like, "Hey, can you come back to the office?" And I was like freaking out. And then he's like, "Yeah, you just need to re-sign, like, because you need to like put a signature down, not just print your name." I was like, "Yeah, oh, okay." So I drive there. I get there. And I sit in my car for like 15 minutes trying to come up with a signature. And it was just the funniest thing. Like, I wish I still had that piece of paper in my car.
That's the most junior thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Because so I feel like everyone used to do that when they first got to juniors, like practice their signature a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I used to practice it at school.
Yeah, same. I would write it in my notebook.
and it's still like I used to sign things as just Mac T, and then I'd put the 18 beside it, and then actually my brother's guilty of this now. He's like in that age group where he starts like practicing it for fun. Mm-hmm. And I caught him once signing something for like the bank, and he put his number beside it, and I was like, what the hell are you doing?
Hey, that's how you sign your contract too. You put 18.
Yeah, like legit. Everything that you like, your driver's license has 18 on it. But yeah,
passport.
I remember those are the best days when you just like were so naive. It was almost like
it's definitely a huge learning experience once you get out of minor hockey and get into all that stuff and just like the different personalities of coaches.
Marty, you had your brother
who kind of went through like the junior stuff before you did. And like my older brother didn't play junior. Tav, you're the oldest in your family. Like it was weird, like trying to figure out here and there, like
how to act, what to do. I went to my first junior. Well, actually I was drafted and then whatever. And then I went to BC for the first time in the summer for like a summer camp after I had already signed, but they wanted me to come for the summer camp.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, sweet. I might as well go out there and like see what it's like. And I got there and there wasn't many guys that were on the team at the camp. It was just like me and like maybe one other young guy. And so like went through the camp, everything, then got the tour of the rink and met the equipment manager. And then like me and my dad were standing there and I was like, I was asking the equipment manager, like if I could have my number and like all that stuff, like in the summer before training camp had even started. And like, I was taking pictures with my jersey on in the locker room. And I just
that's a tough one.
I wish I knew that at the time, because like at the time I was just like happy to be there, whatever, you know? And then like, obviously once I got there and was on the team, then guys started seeing the pictures that I had took, and like the equipment manager told some of the older guys that I had already asked for my number and stuff like that. And then I just got ripped for that for like the first half of the year. And then I had to wear number like 3 for like the first like month.
I remember like what, and then once you get to being an older guy in junior, like I remember like looking over my shoulder and guys are taking pictures of their stalls and I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah, exactly. And then you look back like in your phone from the year before, and then you used to—
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
To do that same shit, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember when I first made junior, I was taking pictures of my stalls. Like, I wouldn't post them just to, like, have on my phone and be like, it's unreal.
Show your buddies at home.
Yeah, big. Yeah, but like, yeah, look like, at the setup.
I would have never known any of that stuff was like a don't do it because you're gonna get chirped. But then, of course, like you do it, and then you find out later that it's like that's just loading up other people's ammo on you.
Oh yeah, that's so bad, it's so bad.
Yeah, then like that, even just like fitting in the locker room and stuff like that is like different.
Yeah, it is.
You know, like when you're
older guys, especially with guys that are 20,
4 year age gap.
Yeah.
Well, when I was
3-4 years younger,
yeah, like it was crazy. Like just hearing the stories, because like these guys are going to bars and stuff like that. I'm like, I don't have anything cool to say. Like,
yeah,
I have zero stories. Like, unless you guys want to hear about my first high school party, like then. My first boy-girl party.
Yeah, literally. You're so young, you have nothing to contribute to the conversation. And then you try to, and it's just something stupid, and you're like, oh, damn it. I screwed up.
Yeah, and, like, I have nothing to chirp these older guys about. Like, just... I had zero ammo. Zero, like, nothing.
My first junior
party... And then they would tell me to go get a towel.
my first junior party, I walked in, and it was at, like, one of the billet houses, and... It was like after a Saturday game or something, and I drove myself there because I wasn't really drinking back then. I was only 17, so I was like, whatever, I drove myself there and planned on having a few, so I left my car there or whatever. And then I walk in and I didn't bring any of my own beer, obviously a huge mistake.
Yeah.
And I remember just kind of sitting there, and then a couple of the older guys, like one guy threw a beer at me to like give it to me, and I just didn't pay attention and missed it, and it hit me directly in the face. And then just, yeah, like brutal time.
Oh yeah.
I You're remember like, oh, you too, want me to open this for you?
Yeah. Like, how do you open these?
One of my first junior parties, like it was like obviously there's a bunch of girls there, and I remember like I was so nervous, and I was trying to talk to this one girl, and one of the older guys came over, he's just like, yeah, you're not allowed to talk to girls tonight. I'm like, okay. right in front of her, and I look at her, and then she just walks away. I'm like, oh my god.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go sit in the corner with the other rookies.
Yeah, they just sit there. And anyways, it was just definitely like a learning curve. And I guess you go through that at every level that you move up. But I feel like the biggest one where you learn the most is definitely when you're young and there's 20-year-olds on your team, because there's that big age gap. And like the age gap from 16 to 20 is way different from the age gap to like from like 21 to 25. I feel like
100%.
You know what I mean, like if you're almost the same as you are at 25 as you were at 21, because you're obviously like an adult. But when you're 17, like you don't know.
Yeah, like if an older guy tries to talk like or like give you a hard time when you're 21, you're just like, shut up,
whatever.
Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, yeah, like, and but I did find like one of the things in junior that like, so throughout the season, obviously as you guys know, you gain the respect of the older guys like by, you know, playing well and doing stuff on and off the ice, like just working hard, I guess. Like, and then that stuff, like, not that it was to any extreme at any point, but them just like for fun giving you a hard time, whatever, that slows right down, and then you're one of the boys again.
Yeah. No, for sure. Once you get past, like, if you just like kind of keep to yourself, work hard, and then, you know, do like the rookie duties, like pick up pucks after practice, fill up the water bottles and that kind of stuff. At that time in your life, it's like, okay, this guy's all right.
Oh yeah. Oh, I actually have a funny story. When I was 19, I went to and played in Trenton, and one of our captain, actually, who I'm still pretty good buddies with today. But he didn't know who I was, and I'm in the weight room, and he comes in and he's like talking to me, and like I can tell like he has no idea who I am, and he just goes, so like, do you like play hockey and stuff? And I'm like, yeah, actually I'm on this team. You?
Yeah,
that was a funny little
story.
Yeah, there.
It's just like a weird, it's like almost a weird dynamic at the start of the year every year when you go to juniors, because more than half the team's new every year, I'd say. There's not that many guys that play the same junior team over and over again.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, Marty, you played on the same junior team your whole 4 years, and you were probably one of maybe like one or two guys that was there that whole time.
There was only one other guy that played there all 4 years with me.
Yeah, exactly. So you just
guys that played there for 2 years.
Yeah, I'd say the most like guys play on the same team for the most part is maybe averaging at like 1 or 2 years.
Yeah,
two for sure.
I only played on a junior team 1 year. Like I played on four different teams in 3 years because I was a suitcase.
I played on three different teams or four different teams in 5 years.
Yeah, there you go. Same as me, basically. Yeah. Anyways.
Well, in other news, we have some big news this weekend.
Yeah, I was gonna move into that. I was gonna talk about spring break first, because there's this trend going on TikTok, and I know you guys have seen it. I talked to you about it earlier, those Borg things that everyone's making.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
those were not a thing that we did in college ever.
No, when did that trend start about these water jugs?
Yeah, I don't know.
That being cool to just walk around with that.
Yeah.
I've seen it on TikTok before. Like, I think maybe last year people were doing it.
I started seeing that this year, and I think that I think it's kind of dumb.
I think it's kind of gross. Like, wouldn't that just get gross after like an hour?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way you're drinking the same drink, like a gallon of the same drink.
Yeah. It's like just drink,
especially if it's just water and alcohol.
Yeah.
And they're going to like parties and during the day in a backyard, like just bring a backpack with beers.
Yeah, or seltzer. Like that's what we did.
Or a cooler. Like just walk that thing on over.
But apparently the thing with it is that if you can put a cap on it, then it's like you're allowed to walk around with it. And like obviously a beer, you can't like recap a beer once you open it, but like I don't know. I guess that was never something we all went through, so it was kind of like odd.
Yeah, like at our university, we never really had like those street parties that the bigger universities have, but still, like I feel like if you're drinking in the street, it doesn't matter if there's a cap on it. Like you just can't be doing that.
Yeah, they're going to know it's alcohol like either way.
You could put a cap on a bottle of vodka too. You can't walk around with a 2.6 of Grey Goose in the middle of the street.
No, I know, but you could walk around with a gallon of water with like Mio in it, and no one would say anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I feel like if a cop stopped you and you're walking east west instead of north south, you're it's going to be pretty obvious. Yeah. And then they give that the what's it called, the Borg?
Yeah,
the Borg. Sniff
test. Yeah, they give that a whiff and they go, okay, give me.
And
that.
You got to pour it out. I'd rather pour out one thing. I'd rather, Oh, yeah, that's a Borg, all right.
That's a Borg if I've ever smelt one.
I feel like I'd rather pour out a single beer than a full Borg.
Exactly. And then the ones in your backpack, you just wheel on home, have them in the living room.
I kind of like the trend, though, because some of the names of them are pretty funny.
They are funny, yeah.
Like, they're naming them, like...
It's a little too frat boyish for me.
Borg and Bougie. Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's pretty frat.
It's very frat boyish for me, and it's giving me that sort of vibe. So maybe that's why I'm not a huge fan of it. Not like nothing against anyone in a frat, whatever, but like it's just like a little weird, I think.
If it was a trend, though, if we were still in college, if we were in college this year and we saw all the trends on TikTok, we'd definitely be on the Borg train.
Oh, we
100%. Except we'd be having them in our backyard, though. So there's no worries.
Yeah, I know. So it's kind of defeating the purpose.
Yeah.
Yeah, with just us in a game of cornhole going.
Yeah, it's not like we ever went on spring break somewhere where you had to like have it in public. Like everywhere we went on spring break, we were at like a place where they just served alcohol anyway.
Yeah, we got away with that because we were over 21 too.
That's true. That's another wrinkle that you could throw into the fold.
Yeah, we were so mature.
we were so much better than everyone else.
Yeah, like our spring break, we were in Arizona drinking. What were we drinking? What was the thing with the coconut on the rim?
Yeah, pina coladas with honey and coconut on the rim.
Oh yeah, we're burying those.
Yeah, for $18 a pop.
Give me a double.
I'll take a double for make it 28. Those were crazy times. But yeah, anyway, Marty, what were you going to say about, I guess, spring break, even though we don't get a spring break?
No spring break, but we have some visitors coming.
We sure do.
Who is it, Marty?
The boys. The boys are coming to see us for 24 hours.
Oh, the boys, the boys, the boys.
If I'm not mistaken, they're reliving the spring break of 2019 when we took the RV down to Nashville. I think they're doing the same trip, except for they're coming about 3 more hours south to Birmingham to watch the boys play and have some fun. And I think they're going to Nashville afterwards. But
yeah, they're just popping their head in.
Everyone.
Hey, they're just popping their head in for a quick 24 hours, and then
maybe they're going to park the RV in the player parking lot. I'm sure.
Oh yeah,
take up 18 spots.
Yeah, exactly. No, I think I'm excited for that. I mean, I haven't. You guys have seen everyone in August. I haven't seen everyone since like when was it?
The Bauer?
We went to Tampa.
10.
Well, I saw Lawson and Will. Yeah, it was just us and Lawson and Will in Toronto, but I haven't seen the whole crew since when was that? June?
The Stanley Cup, right?
Yeah, early June.
Wow. Because you didn't come to Disneyland.
Go to Orlando. Yeah. And no, I didn't go to Chicklets.
Oh yeah.
So I haven't seen all the boys in quite some time. So it's gonna be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
I guess the most recent one was Will when he stopped by.
Yeah.
Well, nice. I didn't know. Oh yeah, Dave was coming too. I forgot that. Yeah, Dave's coming. I didn't know. I guess he took the weekend off work or whatever he's doing. So it'd be nice to see them, and they get to see what we where we live, and we'll show them around. I'm sure a little bit.
Yeah, it's too bad Coach Batesy's not coming down though.
Yeah, Coach Batesy's a little bit busy, but I'm sure we'll see him at some point too.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure we'll see that guy. I miss him.
But if you're in the Birmingham area, Friday night, 9/10 of the hockey guys will be in town for the game. 3 of them will be playing, and the 6 of them will be watching.
Yeah.
So it should be a fun night. It's also St. Patrick's Day, so it'll be a fun night.
Yeah, grab a Guinness.
I'm excited. Yeah, I'm sure they'll be serving Guinness at the games. Not. Hey, you think who do you think's the most excited to come down here and see us?
Frizz is the most excited.
Frizz for sure.
Oh yeah.
That guy misses us so much.
I think Frizz is. I feel like Frizz misses us. I feel like Dave's excited.
I think that was gonna be my second one.
Yeah.
But I think Frizz just for like the goofiness, because like
He's
the king around with him the most.
He's the king of goof.
Yeah.
If you listen to the podcast, you know that we give Frizz the most flack for being a goofball. So I feel like he's excited to come down and get his dose of chirps and here and there and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I think Dave's excited. I mean, I'm sure all the guys are excited. I mean,
oh yeah,
it should be a fun trip down.
I miss all the boys, man. Like that'll be so nice just getting back.
Maybe if
we
have a good weekend, we can make the trip Sunday.
Yeah, who knows?
To Nash?
Might be in the cards.
Maybe.
I just went there last Sunday for a day trip. It wasn't too far.
No.
And you discovered a new place, right?
3?
It was 3 hours, yeah. I mean, the way back was about 2:45 because obviously less traffic. The way there in the morning, the highway was closed on the way to Nashville for about 10 miles. So we had to take this long detour, which added about half an hour onto the trip. But and Nashville's gone through some renovations since we were there last too. There's like a whole new, it's kind of like a little outdoor shopping center, right? If you're looking at Tootsie's from across the street, it's right to the left of it. There's like an Apple store and a bunch of little shops. And then there's, what is there? There's a couple of restaurants in there. And then obviously the strip's the same. But there's a new spot in town that was pretty fun. It's Miranda Lambert's bar just opened up. It's pretty nice.
Definitely, we'll have to pretty show nice. Face in there.
Yeah, it's got like the normal bar on the bottom. On the bottom. Then there's a restaurant in the second level, and then the third level is the main stage. And there's an outdoor patio area too, which is nice. It looks right across at Jason Aldean's, so it's not too far from the old spot where we used to go.
Yeah,
right across the street.
And Kid Rocks is right there too. And we love that place.
Yeah, Kid Rocks is fun. We went in there. I find the live music in Kid Rocks is always the best, just because there's that stadium like stage kind of where you go up on the second or third level.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Have you guys
that place really fun?
Have you guys ever been to FGL's bar?
That's what that one's off the strip, right? It's just around the corner.
It's like where Kid Rocks is, and then like 30 seconds down that little side street.
Yeah.
Have you guys been there?
I've been there once.
Yeah, that place was fun too.
Yeah, I went there with my parents, I think, so I haven't really got the full experience, but
yeah. Actually, you know who we met there was Livy Dunn's
Florida Georgia Line
at FGL's, yeah.
We were
sitting there, and there's these two girls there, and they're like, "Oh, like what are you guys doing in town, blah blah blah." And this is when we were on that tour last spring break, and we told them, oh, we're just doing some like work with the Preds and all that. And they're like, oh, like, are you guys on social media? We're like, yeah, yeah, we have like this little group, whatever. And her friend was like, oh, her sister's pretty big on social media. We're like, oh, like, who's your sister? She goes, she's a gymnast at LSU. And we're like looking at each other and we're like, is your sister Livy Dunn? And she's like, yep. And we're like, okay, awesome. Nice. Yeah. Unreal.
I feel like every time you go there, you see someone that you like almost know, or like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
the first time we went there for spring break, when you didn't come, Johnny, I was in Whiskey Dirk's Bentley's bar, Whiskey Row or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And I was in the bathroom, and two guys walked in that I had gone to my buddy's cottage with in the summer for Canada Day weekend. And I just saw them and I'm like, the hell are you guys doing here? And they're like, oh, we're on spring break. I'm like, so am I. And it was just so random to like meet them in like a bathroom in a bar. But yeah, no, that was fun. I just feel like you always see someone that's random, because I feel like a lot of people are just there.
And it's always a good time too. Like when we went on Christmas, is that where we stopped first, Marty, before we went to the game? Was that Dirk's Bentley's?
No.
What was that bar? I thought it was called Whiskey Row, or it was just a random one on Broadway.
It was just a random one, I think.
Yeah, and then I was
like on the same side as Jason Aldean's. We weren't on that side.
Oh, okay, yeah, we were on the other side there.
No, Dirk's Bentley's on the other side.
Is it?
Maybe it was Whiskey Row.
Like a small one floor place.
You know the one, Marty, where we were on top of the tables on the rooftop. The first time we were there, and then we got told to get down.
Yeah,
that's Dirk's Bentley's.
Okay. Yeah,
that's not the one we were at, though.
Okay, so we were at a smaller one, but I was when we got there, I went to go to the bathroom there, and it was pretty cold that day, and there was everyone that were at the bars, they were eventually going to go to the Titans game, and this guy was wearing these massive snow pants, and I looked at him, I was like, hey, like, nice snow pants. He's like, oh, thanks, man, like, it's awesome. And then whatever, we get out, and then next thing you know, there's like 10 fireball shots at our table because this guy just wanted to buy them for us.
People are just happy down there.
Yeah, just a good time.
They're just happy.
Yeah,
I'm sure those cost them probably $500.
Oh, $1 million.
Yeah, that's the only downside about Nashville. It's a little bit more expensive than what we're used to, but hey, when one in Rome, right, you got to spend money.
Yeah. Hey, that's the name of the game. Same when we were in Toronto too. Like not Nashville prices, but like it was still like,
yeah,
you know.
But we got that per diem, which took care of it.
Took care of the first 2 hours.
Yeah, that's true. Fair enough. Yeah.
Then the boys started emptying out their pockets.
No, I'm excited for those guys to come, and it should be fun. We'll have definitely a recap next week once we're through the weekend, and we'll be able to maybe talk about some fun times we had with the boys. But we're going to see a new movie tonight. We're going to see Creed 3. Looking forward to that. Should be fun, the trilogy.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Looks like it's going to be fun. So we're going to be heading there here in a couple minutes. So I think this was a good episode, boys. A little bit short, but short and sweet. Lots of talking points.
Yeah.
Johnny was in a good mood.
Yeah, I was upbeat today.
Yeah, you were on point, buddy. So thanks, congratulations. Welcome back. And we'll try to keep the same energy for next week's episode.
Yeah, it's good to have my personality back.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, everyone. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll catch you next week.
See ya. Cheers. See ya. We'll be right back.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.